Welcome to the podcast Method Approach, Socratic interviews with supporting actors in a leading role. Whereas the Oscars category is known as Academy Award for Best Actor in a Supporting Role. How many films have you watched where the supporting character actor's performance was so memorable that you wanted to know more about the actor? Each podcast episode is a Socratic discourse with actors who share the how and why about their life and film theatre performance.
The world you desire can be won. It exists, it is real, it is possible, it is yours. Welcome to Method Approach Podcast, which is defined as a podcast interviewing emerging notable method character actors with stellar and cutting-edge performances that have positioned them an eyelash away from stardom. Each podcast episode is a cutting-edge discourse with actors where we delve into the when, where, why, and how their life experiences have shaped their career journey. These newcomers are gifted, talented actors worthy of distinction and are now emerging on the radar of casting agents and audiences everywhere. I'm John Reardon, host of Method Approach Podcast, and today we have as our first guest. State your name, please.
My name is Nika.
Okay. Nika, and your last name?
Nika Shekmaradova.
Okay. Thank you, Nika. Nika, what can you tell us about yourself? What's your story?
I'm a dancer. I am originally from Russia. I am an actress and a voiceover actor, or I should say. I work as a medical interpreter, and I work as an adjunct professor at a university. Oh, and I work at a dance studio.
How did you get into acting, and what was the reason that brought you there?
How did I get into acting? I got into acting because I was in between jobs, and it would always inspired me to look into it, and that was the perfect moment because I was no longer in like a hectic work environment. So I looked at Philadelphia. We had an amazing school called Playhouse West. And I started researching into it. I could have audited other schools, but that was my first audit at Playhouse West. And that was it. I wasn't going to any other audits. That was just the perfect school. And I'm just so grateful that I went to that school. It gave me so much knowledge with acting, with, of course, with voiceover, with accents, well, anything you can think of in acting, voiceover, etc. Your acting never ends, of course. I'm sure all actors will say that. You do not go to school and you graduate, or you do not take an intensive and you're done. That is not the case. Our school raised us that you are always in school. So I am forever grateful to that. I am forever with Playhouse West.
Now tell me, what are three things that are most important to you that attracts you into a new role or a new performance that you're signing up for? What do you look for? What are the three things you look for?
Oh, three things. This is challenging. I don't think I have actual three things. I always look for a challenge. Okay. But because all roles are a challenge. There's never like an easy role or even if the role that I've done before or something like I've studied a particular play or even if I've done it, it's never the same each time. So it's still a challenge. What I look for in a role. I always look for connection with other actors, like people, like I love rehearsing. Like I always look for like I guess, a work that I could, you know, we could dive into rehearsal, with its rehearsal on our own, or with its rehearsal with like the director's rehearsal days. But even outside of that, I'm always seeking for constant rehearsal, even if it's over the phone or FaceTime. But just so I always look for things that I can just dive into, if that makes sense.
Now, tell me about an accomplishment that shaped your career. You know, what is one performance or accomplishment that you can draw upon when you're questioning whether you should continue, but then you think about that one accomplishment? Can you share that with us?
Oh, God, what a wonderful question. Beautiful question. A very tough question, too. I don't think I have an accomplishment that really put me into that, like that threshold, or not threshold, but in that, into that point. Every accomplishment was always like moving me forward and just giving me energy to keep going. Even if it was like, you know, you look back, you look at your video, and you're like, oh, I could have done better. You know, it's never a drawback. It just gives me an opportunity like, oh, this is what I need to work on. Oh, well, you know, I need to keep going for my education. There's never been any kind of drawback. It's always been like, oh, moving forward. If anything, if say, like, for example, like, there's never drawback, meaning if anything, you choose a new path. So, for example, right now it's pandemic. We all of us actors seem to have jumped into virtual work. So all of us like diving into like, okay, well, we can't be in person. We're going to jump into virtual stuff. So everybody keeps educating themselves virtually. Everybody keeps doing the virtual work, but there's never ever a drawback. You just choose a different path.
What do you hope to accomplish the rest of this year in terms of acting and performing? What are the goals or goal that you're setting for yourself for this year?
Oh, dear. What a wonderful question. A goal to just be able to share this love, I guess, for acting with others, to get more people involved, meaning like to, you know, if anyone ever needs like any kind of instruction or help, or if anybody needs like audition help, but just meaning like to just get people like help out others, or get people like excited about it. Get like what I mean, it's just not about me. It's about others. It's like I want to be able to help other people, and whichever way I can, or just get them excited about it, help out. Like if they need help with a Russian accent, for example, because I have the Russian background, you know, it's like I want to be there to help out.
Now we're coming to the point of our program where this is an opportunity for you to share your talents with our audience, whether they're casting agents, directors, producers, and just audience who are just a fan of the Method Approach podcast, where you can perform a monologue, one, two, you can sing, whatever you choose to do for the remaining minutes. And at any time, you can begin.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm really grateful to you for giving me that time. So what I'll do is I'll do a monologue, and let me just see if it disappears. Oh, it does disappear. All right. So I just wanted to test my little backdrop. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was my brilliant performance. But the purpose of today's meeting was not to astound you with my talent, but to actually critique it. So what I'd like to do now is to have each and every one of you give me your honest feedback. So be brutal. Be absolutely brutal. Okay? So who would like to go first? Anyone? Anyone? Edward, my favorite. Go ahead. Yes. Oh, right. Yeah, Get out. You're fired. Don't explain me to me, Edward. Just go. You're fired. Edward. Do I look like I care? You've been working for my family for over 22 years? Look at his face. Look. Does it look like a face that cares? Thank you.
Very good.
Did you want me to do another one, or did you want me to?
Well, we have time for one more. And then at the conclusion of that, we want you to provide us your contact information. We know we can get in contact with you through Backstage, but your Twitter handle. But please, we have time for one more.
Okay. I'll try. Mm-hmm. Was it last week or the week before? I don't want to be sure, but my father was on his way out. And my mother, what's left of my mother, came shuffling by. And he took one look of his scarf and he tossed it over his shoulder. And I guess for the briefest moment, he resembled something called Dashing to a woman like my mother, who still listens to the big band music. And he said to my mother, "Adios, sweetie." And the woman's face lit up. You could almost hear the calliope playing in the background. Her face, her expression, the life that flared up with her. There, that's him, the kind and gentle man who loves me. She forgave everything. He was the kind man on the bench again. It was only a second, but a second was all it took. It didn't make my mother's day. It made her life. Don't you see? You don't love someone for who they are. You love someone for who you think they are. If Tom thinks I'm pretty, what right do you have to take that away from him? What will I do with my picture? He stood there and he recited a poem for me. A poem he memorized in high school, wearing his favorite Christmas sweater, the one he thinks is red and white. You saw him running out to buy champagne. Why do you think? What will I do with my picture? Why do you think?
Very good. Bravo. Well,
thank you
for sharing those two monologues with us. Now, how can our audience get in contact with you? I know through Backstage. Is there a Twitter, Instagram handle that you want to share?
Oh, sure. I mean, I could do Instagram. So my email, for example, is nikashakmoradova@gmail.com.
Okay.
It's really hard to spell. I can only spell it out for you.
Please feel free to spell it out. Go ahead.
Sure. nikashakmuradova @gmail.com.
Okay, and we'll also have the contact information on our website too. Well, Nika, I want to thank you for sharing your wonderful talent. Much success on your career. Keep us posted. We will be bringing you back on our show again for another episode, because I'm sure our audience wants to hear from you and to hear the things that have transpired and developed over the since the last time we've had you on the show. So again, thank you. Be well. Much success. And we will have you on our next episode very soon.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you,
Nika.
Beginning in December, the Method Approach podcast will present its first annual Method Approach Award for supporting actors in a leading role for film, television, and theatre. Stay tuned for more details. Stay tuned for the Method Approach movie and theatre reviews. All Method Approach podcast materials and interviews are copyrighted, proprietary, and may not be reproduced, distributed, captured, printed, or transmitted in any form without the written consent authorization of Method Approach Podcast Company. The Method Approach podcast is only the beginning. Method Approach is to enlighten. Method Approach podcast is an elegant, informative, thought-provoking podcast. Method Approach podcast brings you noteworthy people, people you need to know, people you would like to meet. Method Approach podcast allows you to know the subject firsthand. Method Approach podcast uses the Socratic method for conducting interviews. Method Approach podcast interviews are described as intense, illuminating, cerebral, provocative, sometimes humorous, and sometimes out of the box. Method Approach podcast will enlighten your curiosity, stimulate your emotions, and invigorate your passions.